you had a half an hour and wanted to do something special with Talitha, what would you choose to do?
In a half hour?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take her to a restaurant, just she and I.
Oh, okay. How active do you think Talitha is in comparison to other children her age?
I think she's
average, above average, below average.
More active, yes.
Above average,
yes.
Okay. Do you think that's good?
Yes.
Why or why not? Why?
Well, active, she's constantly getting into things, so that means she's exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And plus we can keep up with it, but there's so many of us, you know, my other youngest is 15, mm-hmm. so we can keep up with it. She's doing what she wants. But not that. I don't like fresh, though. That's the only thing I don't like. Is
you don't!
Talitha, I don't like it.
Okay, how independent do you think Talitha is in comparison to other children her age?
Less.
Okay. Do you think that's good?
No.
And why not?
Well, I think that she's it's not good for me. I want her to be more dependent, more independent.
Since she has such a large family, do you think she asks for a lot of help from her?
Yes, and she's very much babied.
All right.
You know, like she doesn't want to sleep by herself, things like that. So mm-hmm. I don't think she's independent at all.
Okay.
I do sleep by myself.
You just now got in your own bed. And you still don't want to.
Yes, I do.
How well do you think Talitha expresses herself in comparison with other children her age?
Extremely well.
Okay. Do you think that's good?
Yes.
And why?
Because she knows what she wants and we know what she wants.
Okay, the next section is some child care questions.
Mm-hmm.
Does your child spend time in daycare, nursery, or Head Start?
That's day school.
Day school, okay. How many hours a week? The mornings
40.
Okay, so it's full days, Monday
it's
through Friday?
It's full day, full time.
Okay. Do you take care of Talitha for most of the time when she isn't in daycare?
It's equal. Me, my husband, you know, she just walks around. We just make sure everything's okay.
Do your other children take part in taking care of her when
yes.
you or your husband aren't available?
Yes.
Okay. What is your child's teacher's name at daycare?
Edna.
Rivera, right?
Yes.
I met her. She's really nice.
Yeah, it's really
cool. Have you been to school to talk to Edna about Talitha?
We discuss little things.
Mm-hmm. What did she tell you Talitha's doing best in class?
Well, she showed me some of the letters that Talitha had made, and mm-hmm. told me that Talitha enjoyed it, as does the other children.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, how well she did on her letter. She really
No, I don't.
I'm not talking to you, Talitha.
I didn't.
What did she tell you that Talitha was having the most difficulty with?
Oh, she did something. Oh, yeah, recently, too. You can shorten it.
Mm-hmm.
Talitha won't listen sometimes. She told Talitha to come out of the pool
mm-hmm.
and she was the only child that took off and went back in the pool, so she doesn't listen, so doesn't do as she's told. That's true, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to read you some statements to which different people have said are the reasons that they send their children to daycare, nursery school, or Head Start. Mm-hmm. After I've read them to you, I'd like you to tell me if you agree strongly, not strong, If you agree strongly, not strongly, or not at all with the statement.
Strongly, as it only applies to me and Talon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Strongly, not strongly, or not at all. Okay. I need to work, and this is the only way I can have time to go to work. Do you agree strongly, not strongly, or not at all with that statement?
I agree strongly. Yeah.
Strongly. I think it's important for Talitha to learn to get along with other children, and school is a good place to start.
I agree with that.
Strongly?
Medium. The medium one.
Okay. I think they do a good job at school teaching the children, and I want Talitha to be able to take advantage of that.
I agree with that strongly.
Okay. I have more energy and enjoy spending time with Talitha more when I haven't been taken care of for all day.
I agree with that strongly.
Okay. Any other reasons that haven't been covered in these statements? The reasons why you send her to daycare?
Yeah. Just basically, overall, it's good for her and good for me.
Okay. Okay, now I want to ask you some questions about you and your family.
Okay.
Who else lives here besides you and Talitha?
Okay, my husband and three other children. Oh. Do you want names?
Well, yeah.
Okay, Dominic.
Okay. He is how old?
17.
Okay. He's your son, right?
Son.
Okay.
Danica. D-A-N-I-K-K-A, 16.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Okie dokie. Who else is a frequent visitor to your home? Or someone who Talitha visits with often?
I don't have frequent visitors now.
Okay.
I don't let her go to anybody's home.
Yet. Without me.
Okay.
Okay. Name a typical activity which Talitha might do with each of the people named above. So something she does maybe frequently with her dad, something with Dominic, Danica, and Tanya.
Okay.
Four different things.
Okay. The dad. Mm-hmm. They run around. He'll chase her to make her laugh, that type of thing.
Okay.
Danica, she's put in a lot of time. Let's see. Danica, we'll take her for a walk.
Uh-huh.
Talitha, sit down. Next time you have to join me.
Dominic,
he teases her a lot.
Okay.
He likes to tease. And Tanya, she writes with color lights a lot with her.
Okay. In an emergency, who would you call to help out with Talitha?
Other than my family members? I have a sister.
Mm-hmm. Does she live near here?
No.
Or in the same state? No?
Same state. She's in Dorchester.
Okay.
My son is in a camp. So, can't come to my house.
This is like a whole schedule of yesterday.
Okay.
The question is, could you give me an idea of what Talitha did yesterday? Yesterday being a weekday. And I'd like to make it as specific as possible. I need more than one activity per each time block.
Okay.
And if she watched the TV, I'd like to mention that. And if you could think of maybe the name of the show she was watching.
Okay.
Between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. yesterday.
She was at school.
She was at school.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at 7?
Oh, 7, she was getting washed up.
Okay. That would be the bathroom, right? And breakfast? Or?
She didn't eat breakfast.
Okay, does she, do you help her wash up, or does someone
else? I wash her.
Okay.
I washed her.
So that's between 7 and 7:30, 8?
7:30 and quarter of 8, actually.
7:30 and quarter of 8?
Mm-hmm.
So then what was she doing between 7 and 7:30?
Between 7 and 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping.
Okay. So between 7:45 and 9 a.m., is she on her way to school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you take her to school?
Yes.
So between 9 a.m. and noon?
She was at school.
Okay. Noon and 3 at school?
At school.
Do you have any idea of what her daytime schedule is?
Yes. I know she colored because she brought home some papers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go swimming yesterday. Oh, Tally, did you go to the library yesterday? Did you go to the library yesterday? I don't know, just colored and she had Spanish class.
Mm-hmm.
And play.
Okay. I've seen what they do because I've been there. So
okay.
I okay, so it's between 9 and 3. How about between 3 and 6?
Between 3 and 6? Well, she's still at school until 5 o'clock.
Till 5. Okay, so between 5 and 6?
She's walking home, or takes a bus home with my daughter.
Okay.
And they stopped off and got some slush.
Is that with Tanya?
Danica.
And we got slush.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. Now between, or does she watch any TV between the time?
No, they were outside.
Okay.
And she plays with her toys.
So between 6.
No, I don't.
Tabitha, stop it.
Between 6 p.m. and bedtime.
Supper.
Supper's six. At what time?
Not
at
supper.
6. And that's in the kitchen with the entire family? Or?
No,
I
just with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then,
dinner
lasted until what time?
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Okay.
6:15?
Mm-hmm.
And then from 6:15 onward, what did she do?
Well, she played on the computer with some.
Till about what time?
There we go. Quarter to 7?
Okay.
This is
all guesswork now. That's fine. 6:45, played on the computer by herself?
No, she plays with me.
Okay. And that's in the family room, the computer room?
No, it's in the dining room.
Dining room. Alrighty. And then from 6:45?
I sat outside on the porch with her for a while.
Until about what time?
Okay, that goes on in, on and off.
Mm-hmm.
I just go out for a while and then it's too hot and we come in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about, maybe until about 7:30.
Okay. Okay. And that's still just with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then from 7:30 onward?
Oh, I know. I made a mistake.
Okay.
I took a little nap at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
But that was unusual. I stayed up late the night before.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock, I took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the porch with Danica. Danica took her out.
Okay.
Until 7:30, at which time I woke up.
Okay, so between 7 and 7:30, was on the porch. Sitting, just sitting on the porch?
No, she looking at her, she gets off, looks at her flowers, the,
uh-huh.
the garden, she waters the garden, things like that.
No, I don't.
She doesn't really sit still, she, we start on the porch.
Then, I don't keep still, then I don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Then at 7:30, you got up and started sitting on the porch?
Yeah.
Okay. Until about?
Well, we walked around again and just verified that the garden was watered, that
mm-hmm.
she had done the watering. So we looked at all the plants and she went in and got more water and threw more water out there on the plants.
Mm-hmm. And that was until about what time?
Well, we stayed out until about 8:30.
And then at 8:30, what happened?
We just came in the house and watched a little television. I don't know what we watched.
Okay.
I just put it on.
And then between 8:30 on, what happened?
About, say about quarter of 9. I got her ready for bed.
Okay. And then what time did she actually go to bed?
When she went to bed, don't look back, about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
And I didn't be here until 9:45.
All right.
Mom.
Get up here. Get up here. What did you sit down beside me again, Sammy? Talitha, I don't like that. That's fresh. And it doesn't make people happy when you act like that.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you to remember back to Sunday.
Sunday.
I ask you to describe basically the same thing from 7 a.m. until bedtime.
Okay, well, she didn't wake up until about 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. And did she, did you help her wash up and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always do that.
So that was between 9 and, what, 9:30, 9:15? Getting dressed.
Yeah. No, we, I mean, we lounged around. We didn't really get dressed at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time, but I know she did get a bath Sunday.
Okay.
Get up, and she'd be just walking around the house talking.
Mm-hmm.
But not just me and her, just everybody, just interacting with everybody.
Between 9 and what time? Like what, before say, breakfast or something?
Oh, breakfast, that's right, they have to eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she ate breakfast probably about 9:30.
Okay. That's with the entire family, just kind of?
No, should we just eat when we want? We just make sure she eats.
Okay.
Do you have an extra piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can have one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's for you.
Okay, so after breakfast, was everyone still just lounging around, or did you get ready to do this specific activity?
She go outside, she rode her swings.
Okay, so about 10, you think she got dressed?
No, well, she comes out with her panties in her
So about 10, she ran outside.
Yeah.
You'd say. Okay. So it took a ride her bike?
No, she got on her swing set.
Oh, okay, swing set. Is that just by herself?
But I'm out there, yeah.
Okay, so with you then. Okay, but how long does she do that, do you think?
Well, she does that for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then
10:15.
You know, we water the garden.
Mm-hmm. And then that was till about what time? 10:30?
Till about, say, about 11, because we stay out there. Mm-hmm. Just do nothing and anything.
Right.
Then about that time, I brought her in to wash her up.
Okay.
I washed, you know, washed her hair, let her play in the water. Yes, it is. Wow. I can hear your questions if you ask.
Oh, okay. And that lasted for about how long?
About a half hour.
Okay.
She's played in the water.
Sand, about 11:30, what happened?
I don't know. She's like, we probably just walked around in and out of the house.
Okay. So, from the time you were walking in and around the house, do you remember a specific time during the day you started or stopped another activity?
Yeah.
Like when you stopped walking around the yard, did you start dinner at a certain time, or did someone come over, or did you watch a TV show? So about from 11:30 to about what time in the day did you walk around the yard and stop and just play?
Television not is on now, but we don't watch television that much. Mm-hmm. We just talk and ask questions. We're not active.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it. We go in and out of the house. We're pleased to be here. And we just go in and out. I can't just really describe it.
Okay. So let's
say, when she wants something, we give it to her, or we don't give it to her.
Mm-hmm. So about what time do you think you had dinner?
Lunch.
Or lunch. There we go. Lunch. Something.
Say about, I'll say 12.
Okay. Was that just with you?
I don't know. I don't even know what we had. Say it would know probably me and the hubby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat some food or something here and there.
And then after lunch?
Play some more.
Okay. About 12:30 onward she played.
No, at a quarter of one.
Mm-hmm.
I know my husband's in Chicago, so mm-hmm. we had to drive him to the airport.
Okay. And Talitha came? Was that just
yeah.
you?
Just me, Talitha, and my husband.
Okay.
She fell asleep in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So she slept for about, we got back home about, I think it was my quarter to one. I got home about by 2:30.
Mm-hmm. And so she went, you just brought her in and she felt, just kept sleeping?
No, she woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get her to take a nap because I thought it was a short nap. She didn't sleep the whole trip for about 2 hours. I tried to get her to take more nap, but she didn't want. So we went outside.
Okay.
What I did?
Yeah. And then about 3 o'clock.
Ooh,
my daughter was coming from Vermont, so I picked her up at the bus station.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 o'clock. Now, after 3 o'clock, since my daughter hadn't seen her for several days,
mm-hmm.
she took her. We played with her.
Is that Tanya?
Danica. Tanya's at camp. Tanya's the one that usually does it, but she's at camp. So Danica.
So like from 4 on, I think?
No, from 3 to say about 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tally watched me get supper. And I cooked supper for her.
Where would you say Danica and Talitha played the most? Outside in one of their rooms?
Probably in Danica's room. She, you know, listens to music up there.
Mm-hmm. And then from 4 to about what time do you think Talitha watched you prepare dinner and eat?
About 4 o'clock. Oh, about, no.
Between 4 and...
See, I'm confusing times, but I can't, I'm not exact. Maybe I cooked at 5.
Okay.
See, I cooked at 5.
Okay. And she watched you cook?
Yeah. And when I'm cooking, most of the time I put something on the table so she can write and color.
Mm-hmm. And then she ate about what time?
We would say we ate about 5:30.
Okay, but till about 6 or 5:45?
No. Oh, and until about, we'd say 5:45,
true. Okay, so then?
Then we drove Danica down to my son's job.
Okay.
So she was in the car just talking.
That's Dominique's job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's you, Danica, and
Talitha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just drove down and drove back? Or did
drove
you?
Back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back here about 6:30.
Mm-hmm. And then
we watch a little television.
Okay. So do you remember the show at all?
No.
No. Okay. Was that you and Talitha watching?
Me and Talitha.
Okay.
And we just talked.
And then around what time did you maybe finish watching TV and start something else?
Oh, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Okay.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. What else did
you do? Oh, at that point, the kids came home.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked with her.
Okay. So that's
Dominic and Danica.
Okay. And Tammy's in camp.
Yes.
Okay.
Dominic and Danica.
Oh. All right, and then about how long did they talk to her? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. 8:30.
8:30. And then what happened at 8:30?
She was put to bed.
Okay. I know it's kind of hard to map out entirely.
Well, I know, because I went out last night. I went out.
Okay.
She was put to bed.
Okay. That's about the hardest part of this. All right. What is your main source of your family's income?
My husband's job.
Okay. Any other supplements or just his job?
I work.
Okay. And do you have any other sources of income besides you and your husband?
No.
Okay. Next question, what's your total family income? Under 10,000, between 10 and 15,000, between 15 and 20,000, between 20,000, 25,000, over 25,000.
And this is confidential, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's over 25.
Okay. Would it be difficult or easy for you to get $100 right away in an emergency? Okay, next question. Here are some places which might be available to you to visit with Talitha. Tell me if you have been to any of them, how you got there, and how often you visit them.
Okay.
Okay, so the place is a public playground or park. If you've been there, how do you get there?
Oh, yeah. We have one right up the street, so I walk.
And walk. Okay. And then how often do you go with Talitha?
About twice a week.
Twice a week. Children's Museum?
Yes. I've been there.
So do you drive there or take the train or the bus?
We do, but I've only gone twice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've gone three times.
Mm-hmm.
So twice we caught the train,
mm-hmm.
and once we drove.
And any other museum, like the aquarium or the science
museum? I went to the aquarium Saturday. See, if you went to Saturday, I could have told you.
Okay, so one time to the aquarium. And how did you get there?
We drove.
Okay. Oh, and the zoo.
No, I didn't take it to the zoo.
Okay.
I take it to some public place. Things like puppet place, if there's any.
Puppet show?
Yeah, puppet show place in Brookline.
Mm-hmm. How about how did you get there?
I drove.
And how often have you gone?
Two times.
Okay.
So we're speaking in this year, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, there it was on the same thing. Public library?
I've taken her about three times to the library.
And how'd you get there?
Walk.
And the movies?
Movies, I've taken her about two times this year.
And how'd you get there?
Drive.
Church or Sunday school?
Yeah.
How many times?
Almost every Sunday, but let's see. We missed some, so we'll call it 20.
Okay.
And the father takes her.
Okay. So he drives?
He drives.
No.
All right. Here's some pre-literacy questions. Okay, now I'm going to ask you some questions about the kind of things that Talitha knows how to do.
Okay.
Does Talitha know how to use a pen, pencil, or crayon?
Yes.
Does she like to pretend to write, or does she like to write if she knows how to write?
Yes, she does like to write.
Okay. What does she write?
She writes her name,
mm-hmm.
and then she just writes letters.
Which letters of the alphabet does she like to draw the best? Or
T.
T. For her name, for Talitha.
Yeah.
Okay. So she can write her name in?
Mm-hmm.
Can Talitha recognize and name any letters of the alphabet?
Yes.
Which ones?
All of them. Can you put that in there?
How high can she count?
Say 20.
Does she ever pretend to read a book when she is playing alone?
Yeah.
Does she ever pretend to read to you or to anyone else?
Yes.
If yes, who does she read it to? You?
She'll read to me, mm-hmm. She'll read to Tanya.
Has Talitha memorized the words to any books?
No.
Can she read any labels or signs, like a stop sign or a peanut butter label or McDonald's or something like that?
No, she may recognize just the pictures.
Right. Okay. Do you read books of Talitha?
Little.
What kind of books do you read?
Golden books.
Okay. Does Talitha have a favorite book?
Yeah, she has a Sesame Street book.
When do you usually read books together?
At random times, whenever she asks.
Whenever she asks?
Not all the time, but at random times, but nothing specific.
Okay. Where do you usually get these books from? The library, a supermarket, a bookstore, any other place?
Oh, supermarkets and bookstores.
About how many children's books would you say you own?
25.
Do you and Talitha read anything else together, like the funnies, toy catalogs, children's magazines, newspapers?
We'll look at catalogs together.
Newspapers, cereal packages, anything else?
Cereal packages, that's a good one. We do that.
Funny?
No.
Okay. Does anyone else in the family read books with Talitha?
Yes, Tanya.
How often?
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Tanika will read you sometimes too, right?
Does Talitha watch Sesame Street on TV?
A little bit.
How often, you say?
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, if yes, where does she watch it? At daycare or at home? At home, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you usually watch it with her?
Sometimes.
Okay, what do you think she learns from Sesame Street when she watches it?
What do I think she learns from it? You know, maybe she learns about different cultures because there's so many different cultures. I don't really know. That bears can talk. I don't know.
Okay. Finally, I want to ask you a few questions about Talitha's future.
Okay.
Do you think that Talitha will be ready to go to kindergarten in 2 years?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Well, I think that what she has learned at school. Right now, and I think she has a lot of support from us. You know, we're constantly teaching, talking to her. And I think that she can do it. I think she knows the work that you learn in kindergarten, so she'll be prepared.
Where do you think she'll go to kindergarten?
Where? Probably at day school.
At day school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any choices about where you could send her?
For day school?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for kindergarten.
For kindergarten? Mm-hmm. Well, she may stay where she's at, or she may, if I can get her into Commonwealth Day School, I would send her there. Maybe a private day school.
Last page. How will you decide on where you'll send her to kindergarten? Like your choices between the Commonwealth, the private, or just where she's now? How would you decide between those three?
Well, through experience. My other children went to Commonwealth Day School.
Okay.
And so that would be my preference.
Okay, will you help Talitha with her school homework when she's in elementary school?
Yes.
Do you think your other kids will help with their homework as well?
Yes.
How far do you think Talif will go in school? And just the choice is quit at 16, finish high school, or go to college?
Go to college.
What do you think Talif will be when she grows up?
Well, right now she wants to be a policeman, so.
Okay. the next, could you
no,
please.
No, I don't.
Could you please give us the names and phone numbers of two relatives or friends who you would know, who would know where you are if you moved from here in the next 2 years?
Who would know where I would be? Sure. I would say my sister Irene.
Mm-hmm. And her last name?
Stovell.
How do you spell it?
S-T-O-V-E-L-L.
Okay.
And you need the phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get it.
Okay.
Okay. 265.
Mm-hmm.
4489.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another sister, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Kindell. K-I-N-D-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is 254.
Mm-hmm.
4351.
Okay, thank you.
That's it?
I know it's very lengthy. No, there's more. This is the interview. But I also like you to sign right here and fill out your social security number so we can send you your reimbursement.
Okay. Kelsa, please come. Does she have to be on here?
Just for the next few parts.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're going to ask you to read her. The story we brought along with us, The Hungry Caterpillar.
Okay.
And then we're going to ask you to read a favorite book of hers.
Oh, okay.
To her.
That'll work. Okay, her favorite books. I don't read the full stories, they're too long.
Mm-hmm.
I give my own version.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you usually do, just read to her as if you weren't even here.
Okay. Tazzy, you want to hear a story? Okay. And this is about the very hungry caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Can you show me the moon?
Mm-mm.
Camelot, you don't know where the moon is?
Where?
Is that the moon? Okay, where's the egg that's laying on the leaf? That's right. Where's the leaf? Where's the leaf? It's laying on it right here. This is the whole leaf. Okay. Yes, that's more leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Here's the caterpillar. What color is he?
Yellow and green and pink.
That's right.
And green and yellow.
That's true. Where's the sun? Caterpillar started to look for some food.
And they found it.
Yeah, look at this. Come here. Stand up, stand up. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. Did you eat that hole right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, turn that page. See, he turns to it this way. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. See the hole? He ate through that one. He ate through that one. That's two pears. And here he is, coming out. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. Where is he? On Thursday, he ate through 4 strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through 5, what are these? Oranges.
Orange.
But he was still very hungry. Oops, looks like he's eating a lot. On Saturday, he ate through 1 piece of chocolate cake, 1 ice cream cone, 1 pickle, 1 slice of Swiss cheese, 1 slice of salami, another salami, 1 lollipop, 1 piece of cherry pie, 1 sausage, 1 cupcake, and what is it? Tell mommy, tell me what it is. Okay, I don't know what that is either.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. So that night he had a stomach ache. What is this?
A stomach.
No, what is
that's
this?
A stomach.
Yeah, he had a stomach ache because he ate all of this, and this. But maybe he didn't eat the watermelon.
Yes, he did.
All right. He ate a hole through the watermelon. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through 1 nice green leaf. And after that, he felt better. Much better. That's the tree. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Why was he a fat caterpillar?
Because he ate all of it.
That's right. He built a small house called a cocoon. This is the cocoon. He built it around himself.
Where's his hand?
Well, he's inside of that. That's his house. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. See all the colors? Do you like that? More colors. See, that's what happens. Caterpillars turn into butterflies. You like that story?
Now I'm going to ask you to read one of her favorite stories to her.
Okay. Go upstairs and get one of your books. That's a nice story.
Yeah, then the last part will be a toy play. We brought a whole bunch of toys for her,
okay,
for you and her to play with.
Okay.
For about 10 minutes. And then maybe while you're playing, or maybe in the middle of this next story, we'd like you to get her to tell us about maybe what happened at school today.
Okay.
Or something special happened over the weekend.
Okay.
Just something.
All right.
She mentioned the aquarium.
Yeah, that was good.
She liked that, huh?
Yeah.
I've been there. It's really nice.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and I loved it. I don't even think it was located where it is now when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so surprised to see. She saw the seal show.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked that.
Yeah. And the whale.
No, we didn't see whales.
Dolphins.
Was it a whale?
Yeah, I saw
dolphins.
A whale.
We saw dolphins.
Really?
Isn't that beautiful, that big tank,
mm-hmm,
where all the fishes go on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And those little penguins.
Those are cute. This one you want me to read to you? Okay. Who's that?
Tadira.
Who's that?
think?
The piece is missing from this cover?
Oh, good.
Is it like that?
Nope.
One piece. I know she didn't drop them, but it's one piece that's not here.
No more pieces
in the
bag.
What did we see at the aquarium? You don't know?
Did you see fish? Did you see fish? Big fish?
Did you see a...
Not one of these?
Yeah, that's what you see. Did you see a shark in the tank? What was it doing? Okay, what about the turtle? Did you see the big turtle? How big was he? Big as us, right? Was there a man in the tank?
No.
Do you want to talk about this? Did you have a good time when you went there? I can't.
She really doesn't want to talk about the aquarium. Could I ask her to read maybe one more story, a short story with her?
Sure.
Just something she wants to read.
Oh, we have a book here. If you want to read
this one.
Do you want me to read you the story? The cat and dog?
Okay.
Who walks out through the back door?
Okay.
Who walks pitter-patter down the garden?
Cat.
Okay. Who walks tiptoe along the wall?
Kitty cat.
True. Okay. Who jumps down into the alley?
Kitty cat.
Who goes scratch, scratch against the fence?
The kitty cat.
Yeah. What's that? You read about that in the other book.
Killer Potter.
Yeah. And what is he on? What does that look like?
Apple.
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 Okay. Who wants tall, tail between the bottles?
The kitty cat.
Yeah, but how many bottles are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. What color are his eyes?
Green.
Blue.
Yeah,
white. Who should watch out around the corner?
The kitty cat.
Watch out, cat. Well, why do you have to watch out yet? Oh, here's a, what is that?
A dog.
That's why he has to watch out, right? What's the dog going to do?
He's going to take him.
Take him? Take him where? So he's going to chase him? Chase him. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner? How about this one? What is it?
Dog.
With his tongue hanging out, too. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner between the bottles, getting closer? The dog. See, the dog is getting closer to the cat. And that's why the cat has to run real fast. Because he's getting closer. He's going to catch the cat. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap down the alley, getting closer, getting closer? Ooh. Dog.
His tail is
trying to
get out and he's
going to
jump on
me. Yeah, that's what I think too. Let's see. I hope he doesn't catch him. Snip, snap. Jump, cat. So the cat has to jump up to this. Look at that dog. He's smiling. Jump, dog.
walk on the way up.
Yeah. And you just kind of jump on the wall so the dog doesn't play. That's true. Who falls back? I don't know yet either, but when we turn the page, we'll see. Who falls back?
The doggy.
That's right. He can't climb as good as the cat. Look at all the mice around here. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe?
Cat.
Up the garden, who walks pitter-patter?
Cat.
Through the back door, who comes back?
The cat.
Softly, safely, the cat. Now he's in his own house, so he feels good. The dog can't get him anymore. What does that say? Spell it.
B.
That's an A.
A. C.
And what's that say?
Cat.
That's right.
Cat.
Did you like that story? Did you like the story? Did you like it better than the caterpillar story? You're welcome.
You want to play for a little bit longer with the toys?
I guess
so. Not a toy person.
No.
Big things like her, you know, her bike is outside, and she gets loaded with them, but they just sit around.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, what are you pretending to take something out of there? He's serving breakfast or something? Ooh, what are you serving? What is it? You don't know?
What do you do, cook? What's in there? What is it?
Eggs? Hot dogs?
Ice cream.
Okay, Talitha, we wanted to give you a present for helping us.
She loves presents.
Does she?
What do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome. But it's something you have to play with outside. Do you like bubbles? You do? Have you played with bubbles before? You have? Okay. Thanks very much.